All right, good morning. I'll call the meeting to order. This is a 10:30 agenda item, meeting with DSD staff, general business, and we do have an action item to consider a resolution granting a refund to Robert Reeder and Lytle Signs. Case number PB2025-0988. So let's deal with that first, and then we'll go on into our general business.
Jennifer's going to print that very quickly.
Very quickly.
I believe that was withdrawn shortly after it was submitted, and it meets our refund policy.
Okay, perfect.
I think we're good to go. Jennifer's going to print it, though. I'm going off memory, so please forgive me.
Well, and can I augment that?
Please.
We normally don't refund at 100%, but it was an online application that was submitted in error. So the full refund amount, which is minimal of $280, is being requested.
Yeah, and I'm in support of that.
Yep, and I would be too, Chairman, so.
Okay.
All right.
We'll stand by. Is there any small business we can take care of while we're waiting for copies?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I do want to have a short discussion with you regarding ag structures on properties that are zoned RR and R1 because our code doesn't allow it.
Right.
We only allow them on 5-acre parcels in the ag zone.
Right.
Our code also allows animals on said R1 and RR properties, and it seems to me that we ought to be able to afford a property owner the opportunity to put an ag structure on a smaller parcel, because they're all acreage parcels, mm-hmm. To provide shelter not only for the animals but also for their feed.
Right.
We get those requests very often, and it's troublesome. It's become troublesome in that it takes a little bit of time to adjust the code. So in the meantime, I want to have this discussion so that I'm not necessarily completely out on the limb of generating an internal policy that I'm going to allow those until such time as we can get a code in place that allows that. It's protection of the animals as long as, I mean, they still have to come to our building department, and they have to submit the application for an ag structure and provide me a letter of intent explaining what the use of that structure is, and it absolutely has to be agricultural related. And I've gotten several of those lately, and I would like to just cut that off until we can fix the code to allow me to go down that road. And it's a director's discretion. Yeah, that part's in the code anyways. But the director has a discretion to waive the 5-acre requirement. And so it doesn't happen every day, but there's, you know, 3 or 4 instances a month. And so that solves some problems from a code perspective. Initially, it also takes away some of the issues that the building department has to deal with customers on a regular basis for ag structures that don't require a building permit. Just it's a fee and a request for director discretion. So I want to bring that to your attention. Make sure you're not totally against that. So I'm not hanging all by myself per se. You are aware of what I'm trying to do.
Right.
How did we even get here? Because this seems illogical to have acreage property and then not allow a structure like that. And then the second question I have as well is, do we have it defined what an agricultural structure is?
Because
I have my own idea of what that looks like. So
an ag structure is related to you could park your tractor and implement in there, but it also covers livestock, covers feed for said livestock. It doesn't have a foundation. It doesn't have. It would cover small pole barns that are you know under 300 square feet where it becomes building permit required. And so they're small lean-tos, or they have a lean-to attached for shelter of animals, and that's covered in our code, so it's pretty easy. It's not a big leap to understand what really an ag structure is.
Through the chair, historically it's been tied to an ag exemption. That's why the 5 acres are more, and I think our code historically has said if it's below that, and it has this word agriculturally zoned, so does that mean the A zone or anything that allows agriculture? So there's been some interesting code over the years tied into an ag exemption, and it even says that to go lower or do something different, it needs the director or the assessor's office sign off to allow for it. So there was a lot of cumbersome code there for something that is just meant to store ag-related stuff, not to be inhabited or anything like that. So as the director is saying, this would clarify what an agri-structure is and basically allow it where we allow any type of agriculture.
Yep. Chairman, I am totally in support of allowing the director to make those decisions in the best interest of the landowner and private property rights and to do the ag-related activities on that. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. It's common sense. I've had 2 people come forward, and you guys have been really good in helping to work with that. So as soon as we can get this through on the ordinance change side, and I will just say that this is the problem with some of our code that and the comprehensive plan, where it's unclear on interpretation, definitions, common sense. So this board is in tandem with development services and our legal staff actively working to get that cleaned up so that it represents good business in Canyon County. I'm very in favor of this.
We were trying to bring some common sense back to the world.
Yes, thank you.
That's refreshing. Crazy. Novel idea in government. All right. Yeah, I think you got the please do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get back to the refund and we'll quickly deal with that and go from there. Okay, so did we get copies?
You have the copies.
I have the copies, for the love of Pete. Leave it up to me and you're all going to be. There you go.
Chairman, again, I'm in favor of issuing the refund on this. It clearly states there was no work done online, so this to me is an easy approval for a refund.
Okay.
And that would be my motion that we grant a full refund in the amount of $280 for Robert Reeder Lytle Signs BP 2025-0988 as presented.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. What's the next piece of business?
Chairman, we do have one general matter of Development Services Department business that would be appropriate for executive session. We have a county employee that we need to discuss disciplinary action regarding, and so that would be appropriate under 74-2061 paren B.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection B for personnel.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Mr. Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.